try and see what we can learn from him on our journey to understanding more about ourselves, with the goal ultimately of being able to be Eivedes Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav. The way we said right in the beginning, that's the tikkun, and that's what's going to restore sanity to the world. So we started speaking about Adam HaRishon. We mentioned that even though we don't really understand what his chet was, but from what we saw in Chazal, that Hashem gave us an opportunity to earn the good. We mentioned that before, and that Hashem gave Adam HaRishon every opportunity to succeed. He had no reason really to fail, except that he had Bechira. And when Hashem told him, please be careful, don't destroy my world, Adam HaRishon wanted to see, and Mamash, do I really, Bishvidi Nivra Ela Mamash, he was testing that Nakuda. And we ended off yesterday saying that there were 20 generations from Adam HaRishon to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu, the Zohar there says, Rambam brings it down, Neitel Schor Kulam. And we ended off asking yesterday, what about all the other tzaddikim that lived in those 20 generations? Listed some of them. There was Chanoch, Mesush Shelach, Noach, Shem Vaiva. And we even said that Avos learned by Shem Vaiva. We know that Yaakov on his way to Laban went to learn. He spent many wakeful nights learning in the Yeshiva Shem Vaiva. So what was wrong with what they were doing? Why were they machis? Why did they anger Hashem as well? We'll have to see. So on the Kuf base, we have here. Sorry, what's this? On the Kuf base, we're going to deal with Noach and Avram. Chazal Baruch Kachem Gidu Lani is a head of Noach and Tzadik Avram Avinu. Very important to know this. Very, very fundamental Yosoidus here on the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach Tzadik. Okay, let's see what he says first. The Elohim Divrei Rashi, it says in the Pasuk, Es HaElokim Tishalech Noach, Lof Hashem Mok Noach, Ubaavram Ho'omer Asher Hislachti Lefonov. It says that Avram walked in front. Noach needed assistance, so he walked with. Avraham Avinu was able to walk on his own, he didn't have to walk with, he walked in front. Hashem walked in front of him, sorry. The notion Chazal used for Noach was that he was a ma'amin and an eimu ma'amin. He was a make-up imam. V'lo'am Avinu, hayo reish ha'mamin. Avraham Avinu was the epitome. He was the all-American ma'amin. He had everything going for him. He was called the Rosh ha'mamin. He was the head, the beginning of all the ma'aminin and contained all the ma'amin. V'lo'av ne'man b'v'amin b'ashem v'yech shufulot stokha. Ed emunah in Hashem. And it was considered stocker. See what that means? Amram ein lanu asar v'poshu b'kudushas shal Noach HaTzadik. We don't understand Noach HaTzadik. We don't begin to get a grip of how great he was. She'a navi b'schus eresh hemshech l'oilam l'acham abo. He was a navi. He was meisa nefesh for over 100 years, day in and day out, to makam l'tziva of Hashem. He was the whole hemshech of humanity after the mabu. And the schus to be the only one that was mamshich, the human race, after the Mabu. We need to see what Chazal tells us about Noach, even though the Pasuk tells us he was a tzaddik. On that which it says in Rashi, it says that we say Elokei Avraham, He says, you must know that before Avraham Avinu came into the world, there were great chachamim, great philosophers, who had imunah in the metzias of Hashem. There were plenty of people that had imunah in the metzias of Hashem. And they also had imunah that he was first source. He was infinite, eternal. He was unique, alone, one. And he created everything. He was the Boira Olamos Kula. Amnam Bezeh Tor, Ki Ola Bedaitam Ki Ike Gudlusoi, Hu Ba'elyoinim, Ki Hu Gamke Moishel Betachtonim, Kamoishel Melech Bosa Vodom, Akkoivish Medina Ba'aretz, Rechoik Vamoishel Alem. What was their mistake? They said Hashem rules in the higher world, and he rules in the lower world like a king rules a world. He conquers a country, and he goes off and he rules a country in the distance. It's Hashem has his seat in the heavens, the same as a king has his palace in some city, but he also rules all the outlying villages. Merachok, he sends out his troops, he sends out his agents to represent him there, to make sure that people are paying their taxes, whatever. But he doesn't rule hands on wherever he is. So that was their toss. Ulam Echad, Haya Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Echad, in what? Who haven midaitoi ki ika nikola vrim b'shamayim v'aretz v'kol tzavam, because he understood from his own seichel, his own understanding, that the ika of all the creatures in the heavens and the earth that Hashem created and all their hosts, rak lekabel nachas ruach min ha'odam ha'korutz micholma v'oived oise b'emes. All that was so that Hashem could mekabel nachas ruach from this Adam, made from very low material, korutz micholma v'oived oise b'emes, and serves him in truth. That's what we're not lifting Hashem or opening anything for Hashem, but in our understanding, that's what elevates, that's Reimam, the covet of Hashem. And because everything was all for Avram. Because Avram was the one that examined it and studied it and looked at it and found it on his own. That's the covenant Hashem from this lowly world. Avram, the word there says, if you spell it out, you see it says, Avraham. Because the whole purpose of the Bria was for Avram. Because he's the pillar of all the multiple worlds, whatever that means that Hashem created. That's what Rashi says there, that it says Elokei Avraham, ki hu haya rishon shehimshich elokusoi ba'olam ha'tachtonim. He was the only one that brought godliness down into this world. Okay, this Tiferi Shlomo is a couple of days' work. We have to go in and take it apart. I'm not going to do that now. Just the Makuda that he's extracting here is the one Makuda here that we need to take. This is relevant, very important for us to take away. Is that what Avraham, it's amazing, amazing ramifications. This what Avraham Avinu brought to the world was I'm saying this in my own words. This is based on Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal's approach to this question. Rav Tetz mentions it. It's brought down in some of his Svarim, and that is that there were plenty of people, Shem Va'eva, example, Shem Va'eva, who knew about the higher worlds. They knew about the cosmic higher worlds. They knew about Hashem, the Nimun and Hashem. And they spent their lives disconnecting from the physical in order to relate to that higher spiritual reality, recognizing that the physicality gets in the way. The physicality gets in the way of your Avodas Hashem. All spiritual systems outside of Judaism, if you want to become spiritual, you somehow have to find a way to disconnect from the physical. That's the monastic approach. That's all the Eastern religions are based on that. Christianity, they're all based on the fact that to be spiritual, to connect, You have to somehow detach yourself from the lower world and go flying around in the high world. The message, the chiddush of Abraham Avinu was no. The chiddush of Abraham Avinu is that our job is to inject kedush and ruchnius into all our spiritual, into all our physical activities. But it's not enough to sit on a mountain and detach from the physical world and connect to Hashem. That's not our job. The job of a Jew is to engage the physical world. You get married, you eat, you drink wine. All the things that you would think would be the things that would take you away from Hashem, after that's where we engage. Our work is to use that to serve Hashem, is to take the physical world and to elevate it, not to take ourselves and disconnect from the physical world. That's basically, if you want to, there's more, much more, and this has beautiful understandings in a lot of different areas, but that's essentially what Avraham Avinu brought to the world. One God Avraham Avinu didn't bring to the world, we mentioned that earlier. All these people knew that there was a God. Before Avraham Avinu, there were many people that were ma'amining in Beirut Kol Olamos. What Avraham Avinu understood was that this world is a physical world, and our job is to elevate it by injecting Kedusha into the physical acts that we do, not disconnecting from the physical. We don't disconnect from the physical. When you eat an apple is there to be enjoyed. What do you do before you eat an apple? You make a brocha. What's that called? It's called Birkas Hanenim. It's a brocha of enjoyment. It's supposed to enjoy that. We're not to disconnect and not, obviously it's going to be used properly. I'm not saying we drown in physicality, chas v'chalila. We have to know how to use the physical. But at our holiest moments, we drink wine. It sounds a bit strange, but that's what we do. So that was the first chiddush of Avraham Avinu, is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. In every aspect of our lives, you connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even the lowliest physical manifestations. There's nothing in our lives that isn't connected to Hashem. Go to the bathroom, is we connecting to Hashem. You come out of the bathroom, you make a bracha that resonates in the kisei hakavod. That's a bracha you make when you come out of the bathroom. What's a kisei hakavod got to do with your bathroom? Yeah, that's it, because that's where your body is being taken care of. Mamash at the kisei hakavod, because it's all connected. Okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu, Ki Hu Hayah Rishon Shehagiah Lo'isa Kol Kol Ikar Bris Olam Hi Lamanoi. Avraham Avinu, next step, discovered that the entire Bris Olam was for him. Lachat Tzadik V'Shem Bnoi V'Chen Kol HaChomim V'Tzadikim Shekodnu La'Avraham Avinu Amnam HaKiris Metzia Savoyer V'Aminu Shehu Kadmon V'Yochid V'Boyer Kol Olamos. The Noach and all the tzaddikim, the other tzaddikim, Shem Va'eva, Inachinami, they recognized the Metzias of the Beira, they had fully Muna that he was infinite, he was Yochid, and he created Yesh Me'ayin, all the world. They couldn't understand that the Ikka purpose, the Ikka Nachas Ruach, whatever that means, the Ikka Tachlis of the world was for this lowly creature called Adam. It's found in this lowly Gashmistic world. And he's so far, you can't get more further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot get more further away. I mean, we're a finite physical creature, and Hashem is infinite, and we know how big Hashem, we just like little, and how far am I away from Hashem? They weren't lacking any Munen Hashem. They had no problem with their Munen Hashem. What they were lacking was a imun in themselves of who they really were and what their koyach in the world was. That was what the Noach tzaddiks of the world were lacking. Noach la'amin, sheyavo mabal lo'olam, v'rak hu yishak kedei la'atzil l'amshil chesolam. Noach couldn't understand the whole world's going to get destroyed and only I'm going to be left in order to perpetuate the entire human race. He built the Teva for 120 years, day in and day out. And you must understand, he had to resist enormous influence from the world around him. Noach was no lightweight. The entire world was against Noach. In that sense, he was like Avraham Avinu, that he stood alone against the entire world. They threatened to kill him, though. They made his life a misery. And yet he carried on for 120 years building the Teva. He saw that Hashem brought miraculously bears and lions to protect the table because the people were trying to destroy it. וכל מקום עדיין לא אמין, כי הקודש ברוך הוא יעבד את כל העולם ויציל רק עושה. He couldn't believe that Hashem is ready to get the whole world and just save him. בשבילי נברא אלו. No, he couldn't believe that he couldn't grasp that. הוא שואל את עצמו, he asked himself, כי אני חושב כל כך עד שבשבילי נברא אלו. I'm so חושב that for me the world's created, the whole world is created just for me. What are you talking? It's not possible. Cannot be. ראי רם וניסו על אלפי הלמוס ועל הפים לבויס מלאכים ושוסים או יסבים כן, איזה נחס רוח יש לו ממני שאין לא נהיה תבוי. השם goes over the whole world, infinite מלאכים and worlds and spiritual worlds and cosmic things and who knows what's going on out there, spiritual, physical worlds, whatever. Well, what's he lacking? What's Hashem lacking in the nachas ruach that I'm going to give him? Because I'm a banished, I'm a nothing. מי אני? מחשב הזו הלכה והדרדרה, ומתוך מחשב הזו אין רי לבי רעי לב. כי אין רי לבי רעי לב הגודל. הרם והניסו להסעק ולהסעסק בנושים קרוצי חיים לבי לב הזה. This idea, this thought, this incorrect understanding that Noah had of himself, perpetuated and went down, and that's what happened. People said this enormous one, this God, this Romanus, this God is elevated, transcendent creator of the universe. What's he going to do with a lowly piece of steak like me? Holcha hadayz v'nishtobo ad she'aminu ki aboyu kiviyachol enu misyanen benas boilam. It eventually landed in a place where people came to the accord that Hashem lo manyen oto, what's going on in this lowly world. What's going on down here? What is yet? We don't need anything here. If we must say, "Hanaga ha'ilam lekachavim u'mezalos v'al piem yashek kol davar." So Hashem handed over the world to some agents, the same as the king sitting in Rome, wasn't really involved in the day-to-day running of all the countries that he conquered. He sent out agents. Hashem too, he's sitting in the higher worlds, playing with the angels and doing whatever he's doing. And he's not interested in the day-to-day running of what's going on here. So he handed it over to the stars and the mazalos, and they run the world almost independently of Hashem. But to some heim aminu sha'adam einu musubu lishneis buma, person can't change anything. V'unosan tachar shilatona mazal, and he is under the power of his mazal. It's predetermined, the script's written for you, and you just come in here and you just sort of play out the act, you just act out the script. Eventually people sort of disconnected the kochavim from Hashem, and they eventually started serving the agents independently of Hashem, and that's a lot of Zohar Rachman of Islam. Okay. Sure, there's a lot here. He just said a whole mouthful here. This is unbelievable what he just said. I'm not going to get into it. So that's the Mahalach of Noach, that these two worlds, that this high spiritual world, that's Hashem's world, Shemaim, there's Eretz, this lowly world where I'm down here. I can't really mashpia anything up here, down here on Hashem. My job is to do what I'm told. That was Noach, Noach did what he was told. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. A tzaddik means you do exactly what you're supposed to do. But he did it because you told something to do, like a soldier. You do what you have to do, not because you understand what's going on around you. He did what he had to do. He couldn't believe. That's why he was a ma'amin or ma'am. He wasn't ma'amin himself. He wasn't ma'amin that Bishvili Nevra Elam, Hashem's going to destroy the world and he's going to keep me alive because it's Kedai just for me. That he couldn't contemplate. And eventually this incorrect Hashkafa led to a Hashkafa where Hashem was just too big and disinterested. He hasn't got time for this lovely little world. He has a small little business. Hashem's a multi-billionaire and he's not interested in the little $20 store that somebody kind of opened up in his name. So then he gives over to the agents, to the Kochavim, the Elohim Acherim, as we call them. And he deals with the higher things, and eventually even that deteriorated to the point where we don't even see that they are just manifestations of Hashem's koach in the world. We see them as independent. That's the mistake. That was the toss, and that's the shoresh of Avodah Zarah. Okay. So Avraham Avinu is noilad b'matzav shebo kimat v'nishlalem emenu abchira letzad atoev. unlike Adam Arishon, Avraham Avinu was born into the world where it was almost impossible to see how he could use his Bechira Letzadat Toiv. Kumeinat Etzel Terach, his father was Terach, he was raised on the lap of the Avodah Zorah. Terach, his father, was the religious inventor. He was the one that made all the psalim. He was a major, major philosopher, invented religions, and sold them to people. Every reason in the world not to choose good. Through his own deep, deep investigation, thought, meditation, he discovered this awesome secret of the Bria. He realized that the whole Bria, the whole world was created for Adam. Adam is the chosen one. He is completely free in his deeds. That means understanding as well. And this Adam has the ability to act, so to speak, against Hashem and the world, or to work with Hashem in the world. But that he has, this Adam has that koyach in his hands. You can see the world was created for him. Adam Arishon was able to destroy the world, right? Must be that God will be out of the clan. If Hashem says to Adam Arishon, please be careful, you don't destroy my world. Must be that Adam Arishon has the ability to destroy the world. Therefore, if a man can destroy the world, he also can use his Bechira to rebuild the world. Same as Adam Arishon could make a bad decision, he could choose evil. If you put Adam Arishon under the microscope, you would have a hard time finding how he could have chosen to do the wrong thing, but he had Bechira, even though it was heavily weighted in his favor. You see from there that you can choose the good as well. Like we saw Moshe Rabbeinu by the Chet HaEgel. Gab Matzav Shekimat V'Nishrei Resadim Bechira. Even in an area, Avraham Avinu, he was a Ben Nida, he was raised in a world where there was no Zigat Kedusha, there was no way for him to go to find out about what he needed to find out. He had to do it on his own. So the Bechira on the Tzad Toiv was almost non-existent for Adam Rishon. He was heavily weighted against him, and yet, you see with Bechira, he did it. Even though he had things against him, but the Akkara that he attained on his own, he took that and he went to Mufasen this all over the world. Now why did that world come to? Noach didn't believe he could fix up the world. He didn't think it was his job. He didn't think it was his responsibility. Where do I come to fix up the whole world? Yeah, you know, Adam Arishon did what he did, and then how am I supposed to solve that problem? That's not my problem. Hashem's in charge of the world, not me. I'm going to do what Hashem tells me to do. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to be a good boy. I want to do the right things. Whatever Hashem tells me to do, I'll do. I have to take a chrys of responsibility to somehow rectify the mistake. Miani, Avraham Avinu, Hamin Belaim Sholem Kinitan Etakin Esoilo. Avraham Avinu had full fledged Das Emuna that, yeah, he could rectify the law. Bakolish Bokhu Yeshu Matsapi Girafo Matayavo Iso Odom, Shigale Saemes Kiika Kolaylam Lu Odom. And Hashem's Kabiyahu sitting and waiting for the one person that's going to come along and say, wow, I now understand, the whole world was created for Odom, for me. And that's what enabled Avraham Avinu to become the father of the nation that is going to massacre the world. That's why we are. Very important to note here. Kishenizboinan bedvarim b'mavat philosophy tahor. When you think about these things with a pure, straightforward mind, philosophy, nimtza she'al pi ha'hegyoid ha'kav shel malach ha'tzadik hu ha'tzodek. If you think about it carefully, if you would have a debate, you know, these debate they have, you know, between Noach and Avram, and you have to choose who makes more sense to you. Pashtus is Noach. Noach makes a lot more sense. Our Muskel Rishon, even with some thought, I would pass Noach. Ketzet yitochen sheboi rekol olam v'shu gevur ma'al gevur yitanyen v'machshavoi sae v'dibura v'v'maisa. Hashem's infinite. If you grasp a little bit of what that means, so then what's Hashem interested in what's going on in my little mind and what I'm doing and what I'm saying and what I'm, my little, you know, like I'm kicking around here in the sand, making sand castles on the beach that are getting washed out, and the infinite credit of the universe is mamish manyen what I'm doing. Well, why would I think that he is? Moshe ben David Omer La'odom shenichnas lebeiso v'kudusav ezoif al shnei balechaim shemitkoitetim b'neim. Person comes home and there's two animals having this like incredible battle in the house. All Adam tiknes lebeisiv v'kudus sameich moish and nechach leidas kamas shotzim v'lamoshe. Or he comes home and everyone's singing and dancing and happy. His wife made a cake. Why? Because the cockroaches just had babies. Yeah, there's some cockroaches living in the house, and then the ants just had babies. What's the excitement? L'chosad day yechshav adam zeh ma'ali lebalechaim. Ma keshem yitu balechaim. What do I care if the cats are busy fighting outside or the mice just gave birth? Ma kushalei. V'rei ram v'nisob v'kama v'kama da'gos me'em. I'm on a much, much higher level. What do I care about what the ants are up to? V'nach bel moshel zeh pi alfei alafim pa'amim. If you take this moshel and multiply it by billions, you know, he says thousands, I'm thinking about billions. You still haven't got the gap that exists between humans and the infinite creator of the universe. We can ask ourselves the following question. You really think that Hashem cares about what I do, what I think, what I say, I make him happy, I make him sad, he's waiting for you, he needs me? What are we talking about? It's nonsense. You know, if you know me, you're right. But that's not what's critical here. What's critical here is the winner. It doesn't say that Avraham Avinu was a big lamdim. He was, but it doesn't say that. That's not what his praise is. His praise is he had imunah. He was a ma'amin. Imunah zuhu ha'ika godol shishosol v'notah bonu Avraham Avinu. It's this imunah. That's the ika foundation that Avraham Avinu gave us. U'pol kadei sh'neidim anakires ha'emesh v'shvili nivro imo. Avraham Avinu dedicated his life and handed over to his children, grandchildren, over to us. This yesod v'shvili nivro imo. That's what it was all about. Ramarot sha'anen lo masigim zos. We can't understand it al pisaychel. Because malkam ha'kodesh baruch hu kol yachol. U'mikol yichocholet zu. Hashem can do whatever he wants. And as an outcropping of this infinite ability to do whatever he wants. Lamar shu ram akol ramim. Even though he's way beyond anything we can imagine. U'mikanyen b'kol prat v'maisim v'dibura. He is interested in every detail of every little thing that's going on in this world. Also, those words are more need understanding. It's boring and clear that I give a thing, Hashem things, I make him angry, whatever, I make him sad. All those things we need to understand. It's not a portion, but we have to stop now because we run out of time. Mitzvah Hashem will carry on tomorrow. It does, it says, Tzu Yulari Tashi, the Creator, you weaken him, we weaken Hashem, we strengthen Hashem. I have to understand what all this means. Noach's right, you're talking nonsense. What are you talking about? Avraham Avinu, you give strength to Hashem. You, because you do something down here, weakens Hashem up there. That you have to understand. Oh, but that's the imunah that we inherited from Avraham Avinu. And that's where we, and Noach, part company. That's why we say, Shalosh Sani Goy in the morning, find the best Goy you can. The Goy is Noach. Noach is the Goy that Torah tells you is the best Goy that ever was. Noach Tzadik. So when you say Shalosh Sani Goy, you can have in mind. You don't have to have some low-life president of some country in mind. You can have Noach Tzadik in mind. Okay, to be continued, Metz Hashem, tomorrow. Questions or discussions, I'm happy to deal with.
Thank you, Avshar.
Shkoyach.
Take good care.
Rabbi as well.
Thanks, sir.